Listening Library presents Faith, Hope, and Ivy June by Phyllis Reynolds Naylor. Read for you by Karen White. Chapter 1. March 6th. They'll probably be polite. Crisp as a soda cracker on the outside, hard as day-old biscuits underneath. Papa says not to prejudice my heart before I've got there, but Miss Dixon says to write down what we think now so we can compare it with what we feel after. In the weeks I've been worrying on what to put in the old yellow suitcase, used to be Jessie's, I've taken out every last thing and tried another. I think that how I look and what I wear shouldn't matter, but I feel that anything I put on my back will stand out like a new pimple. Cheryl says those folks in Lexington are so blue-blooded that even their snot is blue. But the farthest she's been is up to Hazard or down to Harlan, same as me. We could count on our fingers the times we've been more than 10 miles out of Thunder Creek, I'll bet. Ma and Daddy don't much like me going on this exchange program. If I was still living in their house, they wouldn't let me have a stranger from Lexington staying at our place. But since I'm up the holla at Papa Mosley's now, they can't very well complain. Jessie claims it's not me going to Lexington that bothers her. It's Catherine coming here afterward, and what she'll say about us once she goes back. Howard says the same, but he wants to see what Catherine Combs will do when she meets her first copperhead up on the spur. We were all waiting for Mama Mosley's voice on it, because after I come back from Lexington, Catherine will be staying here for 2 weeks.